The second way to start a business is through buying a franchise. You may have the perfect piece of property, but you don't want to go through the hassle of starting a business from scratch. A franchise is a ready-made business. What you receive when you pay the franchise fee is a setup of systems. You have to impart those systems and set them up. It is a step-by-step formula for how you operate a particular business. For instance, if you buy a McDonald's franchise, it's going to tell you what napkins you buy, what straws you buy, what paper you buy to wrap your hamburgers in. It's also going to tell you where you buy your hamburger meat. So you don't have many questions open for you to come up with an answer. They're all given to you. Let's talk about the pros and cons of a franchise. Sounds like there aren't very many cons, but there are a couple. If you are a do-it-yourself kind of person, it may be a problem. Because with a franchise, you don't have a lot of discretion. You have to follow the rules.
What would you say to the person who said, I think I'll buy a McDonald's franchise because I know I can make a better hamburger than the average McDonald's?
I know when you think about McDonald's, is it the quality of the hamburger or is it the quality of the system? I think we all know that we can make a better hamburger at home. But can we establish a system as successful as McDonald's? I know in the last year I've done kind of a personal survey. Not that I've been at McDonald's that often, but I have to admit I've been to probably 20 or 30. And I always ask, is the owner here? Not once have I ever found an owner at McDonald's. Typically, it's primarily high school students. That is an incredibly well-tooled system.
You've really hit the point when you said you're buying a system. So the key to making use of this is to follow the system and not be creative and try to change it. Right, Sharon?
Well, that's exactly what you can't do, because if you try to get creative, you'll lose the franchise. You will have spent a lot of money for a franchise. You start breaking the rules, you lose the franchise. You are not in total control. By signing that franchise agreement, you are agreeing to follow their formula. You can't change it. If you do, you risk losing it all. Well, now that we've talked a little bit about the cons to franchises, let's talk about the pros. We've already said it's a ready-made business system, but one of the other advantages to a franchise is it's easier to get a loan to buy a franchise. A banker is going to look at a franchise. They know it's an already successful business system. It has an experience. It has a certain amount of goodwill already established in that franchise. Most banks would be delighted to loan money for a new McDonald's if it's in an appropriate location. If you told them, I want to go open up a hamburger shack, they might have a little different attitude, because then they're going to look to your ability to open up a hamburger shack. That's a very important advantage to buying a franchise, because you are more likely to be able to get a bank to loan you money in order to buy it. However, there's also an inverse to that advantage. Not only is it easier to get a loan, but the other side of that is it's much more expensive to buy a franchise than to start your own company, because you have to pay for the goodwill that's already been established in that name. So it's kind of a seesaw. You have to determine, I can get my money easier, but it's going to cost me a lot more, and I have to follow the rules. Be very careful to read your franchise agreement very carefully. Now, how do you find a franchise? You know, it's kind of hard. Not necessarily you're going to find a franchise in the newspaper, but if you look in the newspaper under activities, many times there are franchise events that happen in various cities across the country where you can actually go like a fair. Look in your newspaper. There'll be an ad for a trade show. You can go to your local civic center, and there'll actually be booths set up all around the arena that will have different franchises opportunities. You can walk through, and you can see sometimes there's an accounting service franchise, there's a McDonald's, there's a Baskin-Robbins ice cream. All of those give you the opportunity to look at the various franchises that are available. Some may be very inexpensive. Others, like McDonald's, is going to be extremely expensive.